afternoon, good evening. This is Nemo Warobi, host of the Afro Brit Rambling Show. I'd like to tell you now I'm a best-selling author of the book Wounded, Diary of the Nameless Woman, which is my first book, and I am absolutely chuffed that it's 29th on the Amazon best-selling list. I'm also a co-author of a book called Singled Out, which is a book on bullying and harassment in the workplace, an anthology that has brought 12 women from the globe to tell their stories and give advice to people who are being bullied in the workplace. Hey, 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 I know it's been a while, but life's been happening, pandemic, post-pandemic, and all the drama that comes with it, especially some of us who are homebound, which can be quite challenging when you are somebody who's an activist. I am restarting my podcast, and at the moment I want to start today with starting again post-pandemic. As fall has come, the darkness has come, the hues of the sun have gone darker, and of course we have no light until very late. I think about fall, and I enjoy fall because it gives you an opportunity to hibernate, to reflect, to think, to look back and see what has happened in the year. Fall is my favorite time of the year, and it's actually when I start my year, so you will excuse me if I don't use the Gregorian calendar, for there's something about the world dying on the outside, but you're living and shining. I want to talk to you about starting again. We are now onto the 20 plus months of the pandemic, and people are talking about the post-pandemic. The post-pandemic means that something has happened. We are never going back to normal. Things have changed. People have lost jobs. People have lost loved ones. People are struggling financially, as even the global world is struggling both with leadership and with finances. Things have changed. I hope, like many of us who've been reflecting, our priorities have taken place in our hearts. The priority of love, the priority of our families, the priority of ourselves, because all this money we've been chasing has proved absolutely useless during the pandemic. Starting again is usually hard, but it is not as hard as people try to make it out, because we start again every morning. They say the mercies of God are new every morning. So we wake up every morning, we get a fresh start. But when we're looking at long-term and short-term goals, there's also the truth that we've had to face death in this season, the reality of our mortality. And the question remains, like for me, what am I going to do between now and when I'm called home? Starting again means that you're a different person. You have become more into yourself. Your priorities change. Your soil, the garden of your heart, has changed. And obviously your attitudes change. So what are we starting again with? I can only hope that we are starting again with God. Because in this season where there's a lot of hopelessness, I believe that without God, it will be impossible to go through this situation where we have to look outside. The global leadership is confused. You know, we've got vaccinations, anti-vaccinations. We have laws that are going into the parliament that we don't agree with. We've got the universal credit that has just been cut by £80 for everybody. And it is going to be hard. But there is a reality that with faith, God can take care of you. I was talking to a friend of mine recently about how I left work in 2016 and I was so scared. How am I going to manage? How am I going to pay my bills? And God has provided. I have never lacked. I have never lacked food. I have never lacked to pay my bills. Sure, things have been tightened. I don't just walk into the shop and buy my Timberlands as normal. No, I have to kind of hope and pray that, you know, my last pair of Timberlands will last, and I buy them out of need rather than want. I'm a girly girl, shoe girl, but I'm also a tomboy. So Timberlands and workman boots are my favorite shoes, but I can't go out spending £100 and something just for the sake of it. Starting again means your priorities have to be aligned with your values. Do you know what your values are? Do you know what are your top 7 values? You don't have to have 100 values. I value respect. I value honesty. I value congruence. I value femininity. I value God and my relationship with Him. Those are just a few in no particular order. I value family. And so the question is, me, British Kenyan, how do I show my value to my family? I'm a diaspora person. Is it by making more phone calls to remain part of the family, even if I'm far away? There are so many things that we have to think about when we're talking about starting again. But there is a proverb that says, prepare thy fields before you plant your seed. What you're going to do in the next few months or years is going to be part of your life, your legacy. You've got to prepare the ground. You've got to prepare for what you're doing. Prepare your heart, align what you're going to do. Plant the seeds after you make sure that all the tunnels are in place. Preparing means that you clear the weeds and the stone so that the garden is absolutely fresh. The weeds will grow, yes, with time. But the Bible always says don't remove the weeds until the time of the harvest. But look at your life. Your life is a garden like your heart. Starting again means that you're starting with fresh seed, whether from a previous achievement, whether from a new creative idea. But all these are seeds in your heart, in your mind. Plant them. Then when you plant them, water them. A sequoia tree does not grow the same time as a bamboo tree or an acorn tree. You've got to learn patience. Patience is one of the greatest gifts that God can give you. Yes, sure, along the way we will slip and not be able to do it. But there's also the issue of waiting. Starting again also means you have to practice rest. I'm not talking going to bed and sleeping, no. I'm talking about rest, abiding rest, and saying, okay, I have planted the seed. I am doing what I need to do. I am going to continue doing what I need to do. It will be watered. You check on it. You turn it over. Cover it properly. Make sure that it's got manure to let it grow. And then you let the seed grow, but you have to rest. Rest and abide. Abiding is like sitting back and trusting that God will see you through this process. As a person who lives homebound, and especially waiting for the healing of my body, it's utterly frustrating to be at rest knowing that God is going to work a miracle in my healing. I'm not where I was 10 years ago. My mobility is not good, but I have to have the faith that it's going to be okay. I make sure I'm medicated. I make sure I am wrapped up warm. I make sure I make my appointments. I make sure I journal. Starting again means that I'm using the previous seed of my struggle to help me maintain for this season. So, in an area where life is hopeless, the world is hopeless, we are looking for resilience and we're looking for hope. Hope is having faith that what you cannot see will happen. Hope is that even if you don't know and you can't see, there's one bigger than you, larger than you, who sees the garden of your heart. Starting again means that you have another chance to create and become what God intended for you. For those who are disabled, it seems sometimes like you're on a hamster wheel. But it comes from the decision you make with your diagnosis. Do I live or do I die? Choose not to die. Choose to live. Choose to live and see a world of possibilities for yourself. Look out for groups that are supportive. Get rid of those who do not understand your illness, because there is no point talking and talking about it. Get the support you need. That is my fall message for you this evening. We're going to start again. We're starting again. We're going to burrow in, plant the seeds, do what we need to do so that in the spring and summer, we will see the fruit of what we've been doing. Sometimes that summer is not a Gregorian calendar summer. It could take months, it could take years, but stay rested and know that what you're planning will become, because what you journal and write down and plan is your inner person talking about what they want and want to achieve. It may not come out the way you want, but you will probably get a better deal. So today we're talking about starting again. So get your pens and pencils out. First thing we need to do is to reflect and to rejoice at our achievements. Then we need to look at what we think we could have done better. An honest reflection will take you very far. Then we start planning for the new season. Post-pandemic is a season. It is a season that we are now in the sea trying to struggle and figure out where we are and where we're going. Do not move without a clear plan. Do not move without a clear idea of your values, because you will make your decisions of your vision based on your values. So that's me. I'm over and out. Please read my book. It's on Amazon. Look out for Wairimu, WairimuKwarobi, and you can get a copy of my book. It's the piece of work that I'm proud of. It was written when I was the sickest, but you know what? God brought it forth when time was ready. Plant the seed, honey. Plant the seed. May God richly bless you, and may you have a fantastic week. Next week, we'll look up finance. How are we going to manage our monies better? Because we are really looking at starting again. God bless you and take care. Bye-bye.